السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. We commenced discussing Surah Al-Qadr in the last period, which was on Monday, and we discussed the first few ayat, wherein Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif on the night of Qadr. So the Quran Sharif, this is the kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if Allah Ta'ala chose a night for this entire kalam to come down, one is the Quran Sharif from the Sama'ud Dunya, came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam over a period of 23 years. But from Lohe Mahfuz to Sama'ud Dunya, the whole Quran Sharif came down one time. So this night is such a night that this night could have the capacity that the whole Quran Sharif came down on this particular night. That is something to really open our mind, that what is in this night. Allah Ta'ala chose this night for the whole Quran Sharif to come down to the Sama'ud Dunya. So Allah Ta'ala then puts it in like a question form, that وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What do you know about what this night is? Or what can make you know what this night is all about? And then Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That this month, it is better than, it's not equal to, better than 1,000 months. 83 years, 4 months. Most of us, we don't even think we live that long. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. The average lifespan of this ummah is around 70 years, 65, 70 years, between 60 and 70. That's the average lifespan. Somebody is over 70, which is old now. So most people won't even live that much. But Allah Ta'ala, every year, gives us an opportunity that we can earn that sawab. Every year, not once in our lifetime. Every year. Last week we were working out with the students, that if a person has to live an average lifespan, say 70 years, and from age 16 he started looking for Laylatul Qadr every year. So if 55 years of his life he got Laylatul Qadr, how much sawab he has accrued. So this year, a lot of times from the ulama, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed about a person in the Bani Israel, that for 1,000 months he never put his weapons down. In other words, he remained in jihad for 1,000 months. Another person, he kept roza. Another person, he made ibadat at night. So one side, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, but my ummah now, their lifespan is so short. How are they going to compete with those ummahs? Sahaba ranaunum, they feeling, how are we ever going to catch those people up? So Allah Ta'ala bless the ummah to Laylatul Qadr. Just by virtue of being the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the work will be so little, but the sawab will equal. The sawab will not only equal, but even surpass. One is the ummah that works from Fajr till Zuhr, which is a long period of time. Another ummah works from Zuhr till Asr, which is slightly shorter than the first one. And the other one is working only from Asr to Maghrib, but earning the most. This Asr to Maghrib one is the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You work the shortest amount, but get the most sawab. And then, if we still don't take advantage of it, then who we got to blame? Only got ourselves to blame. Any mujahada, when a person is making, at the time that he's going through it, right? Sometimes he feels like, hey, the time is dragging, or, you know. But when it's finished, time flew. Time flew. Where the time went? Itikaf is a short period of time, 10 days. Then. 10 days, 10 nights. Inshallah, this year will be full. Asharatun kamila, proper, full 10, not 9. But Allah's mercy is such, even if it's 9, He still give you the full sawab of 10. Mentioned in one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the 23rd night of Ramadan Sharif, he came out and he performed Taraweeh with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So few people that were there, they joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there wasn't like a proper shakal. That started from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. 24th night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come out. So all of them read their own. 25th night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Now more people gathered. Then the one night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out, he read with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu for half the night. On the 25th night. The 23rd night he read for 1/3 of the night. 25th night he read for half the night. So either it was Abu Zar radiallahu anhu or Jubair bin Nufair radiallahu anhu, or I'm not sure about the other sahabi. But one of them, they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if only you read the whole night, how it must have been to hear Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading, the one on whom the Quran Sharif was revealed. What tilawat that must have been. With what dard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have been reading. So if only you read whole night. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he says, see, if you're reading behind the Imam, and when the Imam finishes his namaz, he finishes his namaz and he goes away. Now your namaz has to stop now because he finished. You still get sawab of whole night. Your niyat was you prepared to stand whole night. You still get the sawab of whole night. This is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. You know? Allah Pak just gives. Only by virtue of being the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Other ummats never had so many of the perks that we enjoy. They couldn't eat the Qurbani meat. We ordered it for the whole year. They couldn't use Mali Ghanimat. In this ummat, that's one of the best forms of rozi. The fuqaha, they have a discussion that is inheritance the form of rozi with the most barakat or Mali Ghanimat. Is one of these two. Either that one is on top and this one is second, or that one is number one and this one is second. But those are the two most barakat types of risk. And these two types of risk, some people, out of pride, right? That now, the father, he may have had one small tea room. Nowadays there's no namo nisha of tea room. Those days, small cafe is a tea room. No? Small cafe. Father may have had one tea room. The son now, he got big factories. So the father's inheritance is what? Few coppers. So in the time of the inheritance, so now Mota, he comes there. You'll sort it out. I don't want anything. You'll sort it out. So some give up the inheritance out of pride. that now this couple of coppers here, what I'm going to do with it? You all need it, you all take it, you all sort it out. Right? And others go to the other extreme, they want to rob, steal in the inheritance. One side is pride, one side is chori. Both things contaminate the rozi. This side, this fellow, he is depriving himself of ba barkat rozi. If he feels, that, see, Allah has blessed me with a lot, my sister is battling, my brother is battling, rather they have it, accept it. Accept it. Allah allocated it to you. Accept it, put it in your rozi. Then take double that and give your brother and sister, no problem. But accept that rozi which Allah has allocated to you. And the other rozi that we deprive ourselves is Maal-e Ghanimat. Just see Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How much barakat in Maal-e Ghanimat? In a short while. From where to where Allah Pak took them? In a short while, short period of time. From the time of towards the ending of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life. Right? That's when the jihad all started. So, say 7-8 years of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life. Right? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, 2 years, couple months. Umar radiallahu anhu, 10 years. By the time we come in the zaman of Usman radiallahu anhu, this ummah is ruling 2/3 of the then known world. In such a short while, people take that amount of time to establish one business. So family business, 50 years now, it's like this. It's a short period of time, right? 8 and 2, 10, 20, maybe 23, 24 years, 25 years. From having nothing, right? Had to leave Makkah Mukarrama with the clothes on their back, having absolutely nothing. In a period of 25 years, you're ruling 2/3 of the then known world. You come to a situation where you don't know who to give your zakat to. Umar radiallahu anhu, in his zamana, he's looking for avenues now. The governors want to send the zakat. He says, oh, don't send the zakat. Yeah? Spend it over there. He says, how we must spend it? He says, do this. He says, we finish, do that. He says, no, do this. Giving them more and more things. Because Allah Ta'ala made everybody so well off. With Maal-e Ghanimat. So much of barakat in Maal-e Ghanimat. But the ummah today is deprived of this. Here. So Allah Ta'ala gives so much to this ummah which was not given to the previous ummah, you know. And the laws in this ummah are very moderate. There's no extreme laws. No extreme laws. In the Christian, as the Isa alayhi salam's people, they called Christian, as the Isa alayhi salam's people. So many of them, they used to seclude themselves for life to show their piety and their loyalty to Allah Pak. We're not going to marry, we're not going to mix with people, we won't eat normal food, nothing. They go seclude themselves in a cave, they pass away, their remains are found there in the caves. In the time of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering one khutbah. You see one man standing there, standing in the sun. You say, who is this person? No, his name is Abu Israel. He has vowed that he will remain standing, he won't sit. And he will only stand in the sun, he won't take shade. And he will keep roza. One way he's going to fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and tell him, he must sit down. He must come sit in the shade. But he can complete his roza, no problem. There's no need to do all these things. Allah Pak never. One day we were walking with Hazrat Mohammed Spateh Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Madina Munawwara, you know. you know, the hotel now, you'll get some shade, you know. And then after that is sun. So we're walking, so one person is walking in the sun. The whole kafla is walking in the shade. One, two people walking in the sun. So Hazrat probably understood their temperament and all that. So he asked them, he said, what are you walking in the sun for? What do you think you're going to get more sawab? That you're making mujahada now, like you're in Madina Munawara, you're going for namaz and you're going in the sun, like, you know, walking in the heat. So you think you're going to get more sawab. Allah Pak gave you shade here. Why are you walking in the sun? Why are you putting the difficulty on yourself? So this deen of ours is a very moderate, beautiful deen Allah Pak gave us. Any person who says that our deen is hard, need his head checked. Something wrong with him. Our deen is not hard. Very easy deen Allah Pak gave us. So Allah Ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. That the malaika and the ruh descend with every decree on this night by the command of their Rabb. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. This night is full of peace. Full of peace right up to the break of dawn. The entire night, from sunset right till Subah Sadiq, is a night that is full of peace. We find a hype with regards to the 27th night. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't stipulate the 27th night. He told us to search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. However, many pious people, even Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they experienced Laylatul Qadr on the 27th. So this is why on the 27th there is that added hype. But we mustn't, you know, pin our hopes only on the 27th. The right thing is to make ibadat on every one of these odd nights, and maybe on the 27th night exert a little bit more also. Then the dua that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam educated the ummah on the request of Ma'aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that if I find myself on this night, then what must I do? What must I read? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her, read Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, verily you are most forgiven, forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't teach her to ask for wealth, ask for property, ask for, no. Not to say you can't ask. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed her what the most important thing. The most important thing is we must secure forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So in every dua, we must make dua for other things also. No problem at all. Who else are you going to ask? We have to ask Allah Ta'ala. We want rozi, we're going to ask. We ask Allah Ta'ala. Everything we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. But the most important thing, every dua is ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Then, the ill effects of arguments. So Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once emerged from his room to inform the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. However, two Sahaba radiallahu anhuma were involved in an argument at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I had come to inform you about when the night of Qadr will fall. However, because certain people were arguing, the date of the night was lifted from my mind. So these arguments, this is the ill effect that they have. So to have difference of opinion is not a problem. To have a difference of opinion, that's not a problem. But for that difference of opinion now to become a jagra, become a fight and an argument and ill feelings and all that. That's the problem. Start mudslinging and all. That's the problem. Have a difference of opinion, there's no problem with that. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that perhaps this is better in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, that we don't know the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, maybe this is better. So, what are the advantages of not specifying the night of Laylatul Qadr? So, ulama have given different reasons. Some ulama have said if Laylatul Qadr was specified, then many people would have attached no importance at all to the other nights. They would have just made ibadat only on one night. But since Laylatul Qadr has not been specified, more nights are now spent in ibadat in search of Laylatul Qadr. Then, on the other side now, there are many people who cannot avoid guna. They are so prone to guna that even if they are in Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara to wherever, they're still, Allah save us. Allah won't look down on anybody, but this is a reality, right? So now, if Laylatul Qadr was specified, they would have been sinning despite knowing that this is Laylatul Qadr. And if a person knew that this is Laylatul Qadr and they're still sinning, they would have been in serious jeopardy. Serious problem. They should have jeopardized the iman. When Allah Ta'ala is giving such a night and you're still committing guna on this night. So Allah's mercy is so much that He gave those people an excuse also. That they can say that, I didn't know. If I knew, I wouldn't have done. I didn't know. If a person was unable, this is the third reason now, if a person was unable to engage in ibadah during Laylatul Qadr on some account, now he'll feel like, hey, I lost out. He won't be motivated to do anything else. Maybe he was sick, maybe he was traveling, whatever. Now he'll go in like a depression, like, yeah, I lost out now, you know. But in the present situation, if he missed out on the 21st, say, I still got 4 chances. Maybe it's still coming. So he's still motivated to continue. Allah Ta'ala is pleased to tell the malaika about the ibadat of insan. Because when Allah Ta'ala was creating insan, the malaika asked Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, now you're creating these people, they're going to go and cause fitna on earth, bloodshed, all this. So now when this insan makes ibadat, and he does things to make Allah Ta'ala happy, then Allah Ta'ala boasts to the malaika. Allah Ta'ala boasts to the malaika. So now that Laylatul Qadr is not specified, the malaika are told that man is engaged in Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, even though he doesn't know which night it is. But look at his shauk, look at his enthusiasm, look at his loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't even know that there's a chance this is Laylatul Qadr, then to his himself. Just look around the world, how many people in America, how many people. With regards to the decree, that the decrees come down on this night. So there's a lot of discussion with regards to this. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam, he descends with a group of malaika from the heavens on Laylatul Qadr. They then shower Allah Ta'ala's mercy on every person who is remembering Allah Ta'ala, whether sitting, whether standing. When the days of Eidul Fitr dawn, Allah Ta'ala praises insan in front of the malaika. Allah Ta'ala says, O my angels, what is due to a laborer who completes his work? The malaika submit that, O our Rabb, he deserves to be paid in full. Allah Ta'ala then declares that, O my malaika, my male and female slaves have fulfilled the duty that was binding on them and have now emerged from their homes to beg from me. By my honor, by my majesty, by my benevolence, my exaltedness, I shall certainly accept their du'as. Allah Ta'ala then says to the people, that I have forgiven you and replaced your sins with good deeds. So people leave the Eid Salah in a condition that everyone is forgiven. Allah Ta'ala further says that this night is full of peace. So the malaika continue to shower peace, mercy and blessings on the people during this night. Some Mufassirin have interpreted the verse to mean that this entire night of Qadr is full of peace and blessings. They say that Shaitan doesn't have the ability to instigate people to do evil on this night. One is the very rebellious Shayateen, they are chained up. But even the other Shayateen that are loose, they can't trouble a person on this night. Allah Ta'ala says that Laylatul Qadr lasts until the break of dawn. So it shows that it's the entire night. It's not confined just to 1 hour like tahajjud time or something, no. The entire night, whatever time you got, you make ibadat, you are making ibadat on the night of Qadr. So what is the meaning of the night of Qadr? So ulama have given different explanations. If the word Qadr, you know how you say you must make Qadr of something. So the word Qadr, if it is in the meaning of appreciation, right? Then the night of Qadr will be referred to as the night of appreciation, because Allah Ta'ala shows appreciation for the ibadat of His bandas by rewarding them so handsomely. Allah is appreciating. So that's why it's called Laylatul Qadr. The word Qadr can also be translated to mean Taqdeer, in the meaning of Taqdeer, you know, predestination. Ulama mentioned that on this night, the malaika are given their tasks for the year. Distribution of rizq, who's going to pass away, who's going to be born, who'll get married, all the whatever the taqdeer is. So the malaika are given their tasks. Now there's a big discussion here. Does this happen 15 Shaban? Does it happen Laylatul Qadr? The tadbiq that some ulama make, they say that no, it starts that time and finishes now. Starts that time, finishes now. But there's a lot of discussion, that's for the ulama, they discuss it. We must just make ibadat both nights. That night too, make dua for everything. This night too, make dua for everything. No. The technical discussion that the ulama will. You know the Sufis, what they say. They say that the muhaddithun, the scholars of hadith, so they'll carry on arguing now whether this one is sahih, that one is daif, this one is hasan, that one is hasan li ghayrihi, you know. That's their discussion, right? The status of the hadith. So the fuqaha now, they'll have their discussion, you know. That this is jais, this is afzal, this is this, that, they'll have their discussion. Say, we Sufis, we'll just make amal, man. We'll just make amal. Whatever the fazaila just give us, we just carry on. We make amal and carry on. So we must make dua on all the nights. So that is in the meaning of taqdeer. There are other meanings also given. Then the other thing that people worry about is that now Laylatul Qadr is one, right? Now in Saudi, they saw the moon before us. So now which is the Laylatul Qadr now? The Saudi Laylatul Qadr or our one? So wherever the odd nights are, in other words, must we observe the odd nights according to Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, or must we observe the odd nights according to what we determine as the odd nights in our country? So we must determine the odd nights as is determined in our country. Right? When it's an odd night here, that will be our odd nights. When it's odd night there, that will be their odd nights. Just like how Eid also, our Eid is different, their Eid is different. So those are few things with regards to Laylatul Qadr. The important thing is that we take out the time and we look for the night, try to spend most of the night, if not the entire night, and if we are tired, we are not well, working class, whatever, then at least spend some portion of the night. Some portion of the night. Person reads his Isha, reads the Taraweeh, right? Little bit few rakats, nafal namaz, make some dua. Person is tired, go and rest, sleep away. Then wake up, sehri time again, another few rakats, some dua, some zikr, some tilawat. If he's a male, he read his Isha namaz with Jamaat, he read his Fajr namaz with Jamaat, he gets sawab of the whole night. But obviously, those who exert, then that's something else. Those who are exerting and spending the time, their reward is something else. Okay, so we'll stop there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.